communion. They're in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and they're all basically the same story. But Jesus, he made it so easy. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread and blessed it and broke it, and he gave it to them, and he just said, "Take and eat, this is my body." And this, likewise with the cup, "This is the new covenant in my blood." It's funny that I was reading this, and that afterwards they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. They didn't really know what was coming for Jesus. I don't think they would just be all singing a little hymn after that if they really knew he was going to be crucified. At any rate, he made it easy, and he accepted all these guys. Even Judas was in on this. And I like that he just said, "Take and eat." That's all they had to do. There wasn't some qualification that you've got to measure up, you have to believe like me, you have to, you know, you have to extract sin from your life, you have to do anything. He just said, "Take and eat, and drink all the wine." Just take and drink. And I thought about also that the multitudes that Jesus fed, or not that he fed, that he healed everyone that came to him. There's no record of anybody ever being rejected when they came to Jesus for healing. There was male and female. I mean, we don't even know the extent of this. Young and old, slave or free, black or white, didn't matter your beliefs. Didn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. All these things, I would even say, probably didn't matter if you're gay or straight. He didn't. He came not to condemn the world, but to save us all. As many as received him, that's all it was. So what I like about the bread and wine, it was already prepared. You didn't have to eat rocks or eat glass. I'm going to make this hard for you guys. He made it easy. He made it something that was palatable. Bread and wine, it's already ready for you. You just take it. And we didn't even have to have raw grain or grapes. It was already prepared, and it wasn't hard. The other scripture about communion that I found was Paul, the apostle, speaking in Corinthians. And it's pretty interesting. It's a pretty long chapter, with his discussion of it. And he starts out with some correction of the body. Now, the Corinthians were pretty crazy people. They had a lot of issues in their church. But the first part of this, he talks about correction. People were going to communion and fighting over the elements. And I was thinking, could you imagine Stevie and Les fighting each other to get to this communion table? I'm going to get to there first. So they had issues going on. But Paul also reminds us that we're proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes, that's a beautiful thing, but it sounds almost kind of morbid. I mean, it is in a sense, but it's beautiful. We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. One thing I remember as a kid in church is that communion could almost be dreadful. Because there's a lot, in the rest of this chapter, he talks about some kind of scary stuff. And he talks about if you don't take of communion in a worthy manner, you're guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, and he's going to bring this condemnation on you. And I've kind of had some understanding of this a little bit anyway, but I don't know if anybody else has had the dread of communion in their life, the fear of, I did it wrong, God's going to condemn me, something's going to go wrong. Well, what I found, first of all, to take it in an unworthy manner is different than being unworthy. We're all unworthy. That's the whole reason he did the whole sacrifice thing, right? Because we are unworthy. He said, don't take it in an unworthy manner, not discerning the Lord's body. Because when you don't discern the Lord's body, it brings about weakness, sickness, and sleep, which is death. And that sounds really pitiful. But what happens is in the natural state of our fallen world, we're all under condemnation. And that's the normal state of man. Weakness, sickness, death. And John 3:18, right after John 3:16, he talks about condemnation, that we're already under this condemnation without Jesus. And these are the results of that. Weakness, sickness, and death. So when we don't discern the Lord's body, it means we're not understanding and partaking in what he's got for us. Without that, we're just kind of left as we are in our normal state of affairs, right? It's not God's bringing some judgment on us. This is just the normal state of man, weakness, sickness, death. But when we do discern the Lord's body and all those benefits he has for us, there's an impartation of real life. This isn't just a ceremony or a ritual. There's a real impartation. And the opposite of this weakness is strength, sickness is health, and death is life. So when we take in these elements and discern the Lord's benefits for us, we take in those good things that he did for us. So I just want to just say, let's just go for it and take the bread. And Lord, we just thank you for what you did on the cross. And we just discern what you did in your body for us. You brought healing. By your stripes we're healed, spirit, soul, and body. And we just take this into us, Lord, and we just thank you right now for what you did on that cross. As a matter of fact, there was never anybody died in Jesus' presence. Even the thieves on the cross couldn't die until he died. That's something new I learned. Anyway, we just thank you, Lord, and we just take this bread, your body, and we just take that life that you have for us right now in Jesus' name. And the cup, the new covenant in your blood, the remission of sins. All our sins are separated from us forever. There's no more judgment for us. It's all been taken care of in Jesus Christ. Past, present, future. Whatever we do in the future is already covered. So we just take and thank you, Lord, for your remission of all of our sins and your acceptance of us. This is the basis of everything, what you did on the cross. In Jesus' name, amen.